Hey everyone, if you recognize the voice already, this is Harley. Haven't really been around for a while. A few months, I think. I haven't really done, like, a good few recordings for a few months. I had done a recording explaining a hiatus that I was gonna do, just because life was getting, like, all busy and adulty and stuff, and I think this is just gonna be, I'm gonna try and make this short because I'm long-winded. I really miss doing recordings for you. I hope making people happy. I enjoy making people laugh. And just producing a piece that people liked. Getting feedback for it, not feedback for it, the listens, whatever. I really do miss that. And I miss being a contributor to the threads. But I am not really in any state to go back to being the producer that I was, and I don't like that, and it makes me sad. Right now, and to me, like, I've been thinking about how I want to explain this for, like, the last few hours, and I really, it just sounds like a lot of excuses to me, because it just does. I don't want to say it. I think I'm done for a bit. It's not that I don't want to be here. It's not that I don't want to record or anything like that. It's just that my brain doesn't consider it a priority anymore. And I'm really sorry that that affects you people, women, guys, and there's a lot of disappointment, in my brain towards myself, because I feel like I'm letting you down, and, I know that it's my life, and I'm gonna do what I'm gonna do, but when I started doing FSA, I think the reason why I produce so much is because I made a commitment. I made a commitment that I was gonna do recordings, and so what would happen is that, there would be requests that would be up and no one would fill them. So I said, okay, well, no one's going to fill them. So even though they didn't request it of me, I still have to do it, because it's not a job, but I kind of treated it with almost the same expectations as I would treat myself if I was at the job, if I was at a job. And I like the fact that I did that, and it makes me happy that I have so many recordings, and I do need to go through and just get rid of a few, because some of them are just unnecessary. And I kind of did a post about that, like, a couple threads ago. But anyways, my brain doesn't consider it a priority, and I'm really struggling, like, even for the paid commissions that I'm getting. For the people who listen to this, who did request and do have commissions that you either paid me before, or I promised you, like, there's the in-thread ones, I will do them. I will do them, because I don't go back on my word. I just don't know when. I hope that it's soon, because I just want it to be done. And it's not, I don't mean that in a bad way, and I don't mean it in a, oh, this is such a dread. It's just a, I don't want to say that it's depression, but I guess for this time of the year, I'm not my normal self. Like, Discord was opened, and, like, I was super, super active there, super social, and then I've basically just kind of fallen off the face of the earth, because what happens is that late February, this is the excuses part, late February to, well, it's like mid-February to mid-March, basically, I am antisocial, I'm depressed, I'm just, leave me the fuck alone. I don't want to be around people, I don't want to talk to people, and the reason for that is because my birthday is this week. I will be turning 26, which is like, ooh. And within a week of my birthday is my dad's death day. And I used to be a person who really fucking celebrated my birthday. Like, I fucking put on a dress and shit. And I put on makeup, and, like, there was cake, and there was ice cream, and games, and, like, 30 people, and I ordered pizza, and I would create, like, a white elephant thing, because I always thought, like, I love getting presents, believe me, I'm an only child, and I'm American, like, give me presents, and I'm the happiest person. But I always thought it was kind of unfair that people always bring presents for the person, and it's just like, well, what if they don't get birthday presents? What if they don't celebrate Christmas? What if they don't, what if? And they just never get presents. So I'm like, you know, that just seems unfair. So what I did is I would spend, I don't know, 30, 40 bucks. And I would find out how many people were going to attend. And then I would buy just random, fun, silly, whatever gifts for a white elephant thing. And if anyone doesn't understand white elephant or doesn't know what white elephant or if there's a different name for it, whatever. Basically, you... Generally, it's every person who comes brings a gift and they wrap it, and it's not to anyone specifically, it's just a gift, and you put it in this big pile in the middle, and you have the people, and you decide who's gonna go first, and one person goes up, they pick a present, and they open the present. This is by the rules that I know, anyways. Excuse me. Other rules may be different. And... They open the present, and that is the present that they get. Now, the thing is that depending on if it's a good present or a bad present, the next person in line, if they really like that present, they can take that present, and then that's theirs. And then the person who just got the present stolen from them, they can go and pick out another one. And then you go that, and then there's so many times that a present can be stolen, because honestly, some presents are just really good. And I just really, I like doing that because no one expected it, and everyone was just like, you got stuff for me? And it's like, yeah, because I like seeing the joy of someone opening up a present, and a lot of people don't have birthday parties anymore, because we're vaguely adults now, and so many people don't have birthday parties, and if they do, there's not presents. Like, you just buy what you want because you know what you want. So seeing someone opening up a present is just, it's a really small, unique joy for me to say, you know what, I did that. I did that. I didn't have to do it, but I did it because I wanted to. I did it because I could, because I wanted to see someone smile and to have fun. So... moral of the story is that I went out all, like, I spent so much fucking money on my birthday, because it was a thing. And then, 2012, March of 2012, my father passed away, and it was sudden. He had a heart attack, and, I guess I might as well just talk about it, because, you know, depressing is a theme for the month. We were on our way to IHOP. It was my husband. I was not driving, thankfully, and our two roommates at the time, and they were in the back seat. And I get a call from my mom, and my mom says, "Hey, hand the phone to husband." And I go, and you, when someone calls you and they're really distressed, generally you can hear it. And I said, "What's wrong?" And she said, "Hand the phone to husband." And I go, "What's wrong, mom?" And she says, "Are you sitting down?" And I go, "Yes, we're in the car." And she's just like, "Are you driving?" And I'm like, "No, I'm in the passenger seat. What's wrong?" And I was just repeating it over and over, because she's crying, and I can understand her. She's being pretty clear. And she says, your father had a heart attack. And I go, because there isn't really any other response that you can have in that moment unless reasons. And I'm crying by this point, because there's only so many things that can happen after that line of questioning and answering. And I go, is he okay? And she goes, no. And I asked if he was dead. And she said yes. He was in the basement of his parents' house. He had lost his license, his driver's license, because he got charged with a DUI, which there's conditions and things and whatever. It was a stupid bullshit thing, but whatever. He got charged with a DUI and speeding, and he lost all of his points and he lost his license. So instead of just driving the less than a mile from his house to his parents' house, he walked it up this hill. And because why not? Like, he's not going to call someone to come and drive him someplace. It's silly. So I blame that walk. When someone close to you dies like that, a lot of the times, most of the time, you blame yourself, you find ways to blame yourself. I found so many ways to blame myself, make it my fault somehow. Cause it's, we're so much is that people are used, it's easier to cope if you think that it's your fault somehow, because you have control over how you feel if it's your fault. Like, you can punish yourself, you can be angry at yourself, whatever, but if it's something that you can't control, you don't know what to do with that. And no, this isn't everybody, this is just in my experience with a group of people that seem fairly psychologically quote-unquote normal. No such thing, by the way, no such thing as normal, unless it's like, oh, we breathe air, we require substance, stuff like that. And I found a lot of ways to blame myself. Shitty thing is that the day is actually on one of my cousin's birthdays. And other shitty thing is that there's actually two other family members that had passed away on the same day. So her day is just a bad day. And I'm like, are you okay? And she's like, yeah, I'm okay. She's a good kid. But so because of that, I just really fucking hate my birthday. And like mid to late-ish February, I just start thinking about it. And I just can't kick it. I can't be excited for my birthday. And then this year is just really tough because I graduated college 2 years ago and I don't feel accomplished. I don't feel like a failure because I have accomplished things, but I should be further. I should be in a good fucking job, supporting my husband, supporting a child. I should be pregnant or I should be a mom. And I know that I'm young, but I don't want to be old and have kids. How am I supposed to run over? How am I supposed to run after a 3-year-old if my knees are broken because I'm like 40, like, I, not 40, 30, 35, whatever. I want to be a mom and I want to do it better than my parents did it. Because I know that I can do better than they did it. And right now my brain just says, like, I just had a big hoopla with my husband. Just how much worry and how much I feel like I'm not enough. I'm not enough for the job that I just got turned down for. I'm not enough for my husband to fix all of his problems. I'm not enough for my mom in a lot of cases. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. I'm not enough. So I can't, yeah, March just sucks. And then I've talked to my supervisors for the victims advocate thing. We have a meeting in between my birthday, and my dad's death day. And it's all about death. It's all about death notifications. It's all about how, what you do when people die, like as a victim's advocate. And it's like, oh, well, that's just fucking fantastic. And they told me flat out, they're like, you don't have to come if you don't want to. Like, they completely understand, which I really appreciate. But I'm going to go because I don't think the prideful piece of shit in me is just like, you can't not go, you asshole. You have to go. So March just kind of fucking sucks. And that's, I just, finding a job and finding, okay, do I want a career? Am I built for a career? Okay, well, you should have a career because that should be your focus. Well, what if I'm happy with just a job that makes enough money to have a family? Like, it doesn't have to be a career. What if I'm happy with just customer service? And then what do I do if I get blamed for not having a career? And just all of these what ifs and all of these things in my brain. And I just, FSA isn't in that right now. And I am so sorry. I am so sorry. Because I feel terrible. Because I've been saying for the people that have requested stuff of me, I've been saying I owe you the recordings for months. And I just can't get myself to do it. And I'm sorry. I really am. And I hope that you can forgive me. So yeah, so that's kind of in the brain of Harley, at the moment. I really hope that I can get to a thing where I am able to come back and I'm able to do recordings at some point. Like, I want to feel motivated to them because I enjoy it. I enjoy making people happy. I enjoy turning new people on and being sexy and feeling sexy, because that's one reason why I did this, is because it made me feel good about myself. It made me feel like someone would want me. And it's not that I don't feel that way anyways, but it helped. It helped with my self-esteem. It helped with me just feeling better about myself in general. So yeah. All of that is probably super personal, but as some of you know, I give no fucks about a lot of things. For the people who do just want to talk, I don't even know what to say, because it's like, even Discord, I just told people, I'm like, hey, I'm not around, because this time of the month, like, this just area of the year just sucks for me, and I'm sorry that I just fucked off. And they're like, it's okay, we understand. So I am around. I wouldn't suggest emailing me, because I'm really just kind of ignoring email right now. I'm gonna email all the people that have emailed me, within the week. I'm gonna say, let's say tomorrow, because otherwise I'll just kick myself in the face, and I don't know if you've ever been kicked in the face, but it's really unpleasant. So yeah, so I'm sorry. Fuck, and this is 20 minutes long. So yeah, I'm gonna do a short version, and then I'll post that too, and I'll be like, if you want the short version, here's this. If you want the long version, listen to this. The long version is significantly more depressing. anyways, so FSA, not Discord, I don't even find Chirbit. I love you people. Like, you people are amazing. You make me smile on a consistent basis. You say the nicest things. You make me feel wanted, even if it's a magical character or not magical character. that doesn't exist. Like, I did that. And I really like that, and I really like that you enjoyed something that I made. So thank you from the bottom of my heart. I hope you know that that is sincere, and that I do miss you. I miss being the social one and the one that makes stuff. I can't be that person right now. So, FSA, Turbit, I love you. 4chan in general. Fuck, I love you people. So, yep. Peace out.